And inhaling the spring, we can find the courage to be born out of our winter death. And we shouldn't just create something, but make sure that we're also there to share the love for our creation. And in the complete flatness, even a cloud can become a mountain for our spiritual elevation. And we shall feel proud that we have managed to live in the natures of the world without getting stuck in their social apparatus. And Stoic is the one who has been most exposed and yet has maintained his faith intact. And our voice should be emerging from the clear silence of a lonely mountain. And it is right within us, a world of infinite wonders that we keep locked in a small room. And spiritual progress are to be done independently from and in contrast with the numbness generated by the social intelligentsia. And in its attempt to normalize us, society disable our communication with the divine. And it is not about removing all our ambitions, but keeping an absolute one that is spiritual. And we should aim for achieving something horizontally through time and space, not vertically. And we may in fact cry of missing something we hold by its tail. And we have to accept that our heroic journey is likely to end in the most uncelebrated manner. And what yesterday was considered a blessing, modern society considers burdens to be caged under control. And the only time the social discourse will take you in consideration is when you champion one or the other of its polarized opinions. And with all our experience and awareness, the starting point should always be the indifference of others. We should only be glad that being forgotten, we can fully mature a complete synthesis of human existence. And the very first premises for our spiritual ascension is to fully remove all social expectations. And the humble situation in which we have fallen is actually one step away from heaven. And we shall live our life like a string gently reacting to all the commotions around us. And only engraving perseverance within our otherwise loose routines, we can regain a natural character. And even if society is in a complete different trajectory, let's keep our pace, and most of all, let's keep our intuition. And being an intruder forced in the lowest ranks, we can bring forward an abandoned nature. And to what extent are we willing to compromise our freedom in order to fulfill our dream? And even discipline for the sake of discipline becomes monotonous. And in choosing for what is safest, will never be able to risk to make actual meaning. And if we have failed to give a universal understanding, we have certainly succeeded in understanding our intimate past and future. And we come to a world in which all answers are given to us but the meaning of our existence, which opens a whole new universum. And our spiritual investigation cannot but create a state of autonomy that is in big contrast with the social prefabrication. And the very best we can do is to do it ourselves from the beginning to the very end. And can an idea we are ready to die for go over the social walls in which we are confined? And as the religious apparatus shrinks, it is academia with its dogmas to take over. And the moments of joy are the moments of creation, and that is why we shall keep on creating until our destruction. What we consider bad for our body may in fact be very good for our soul. And we easily lose sight of our dream if we don't re-evoke its brightness. And our freedom lies in contenting ourselves of little and not be slave of the superfluous. With a primary natural resource, and both our inner and outer nature can bring us something when we ritualistically perform it. And we don't need to be rocks standing against heavy occurrences, but eagles flying over and surveying them. And ironically, what we have to gather also on something work becomes the most resource expensive. And just anything becomes endurable if we are allowed to build on our spiritual vision. And especially the biggest plans require a slow human progression to become sustainable. And our feelings of adventures at last will want to return under the ancient sun. And our eternal life of expats makes us pure towards the nationals' cancer. And what requires most faith is to plan something in a different space over a long period of time. And the mirage has been given to each of us, and the question is how determined we are to make it come true. And all our human commotion can only be heard when we are past and can no longer be heard. And when unlocked, our inner stream will sooner or later come to correspond to the one surrounding us. And we ought to keep within a meditative dimension, only temporarily exploring the persuasive chaos of society. And we shall not monitor ourselves for the sake of knowledge, but we shall perform the self for the sake of its spirituality. And we are to sink in the state of comfort within which we decide to definitively secure our lives. And a life should be always aimed towards the most sublime point of its manifestation. And only few noble souls gradually progresses with an ambition already underlined from the beginning. And we can only stay elevated if we have the cliff of a mountain to sculpt. And while our physical strength may disappear in no time, our moral strength can be maintained in view of a higher goal. And where everybody have is the place in which the authentic self doesn't want to be. And while we can grow and perish everywhere, only in nature is the place where we can truly regenerate. And the returning to nature will be harsh, but the only way to finally comprehend is silence. And it is ultimately up to us if we want to endure the physical pain or the psychological one.